The state agency comes up with a forecast based on an average of the annual catch with additional adjustment using results from an annual trawl survey done by staff at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Auk Bay Lab in Juneau. Andy Piston is Fish and Game's Pink and Chum Salmon Project Leader for Southeast.
If we just take our trend forecast, it's about 38 million. Then when we add in the juvenile pink salmon abundance information we get from NOAA, that increased our forecast by about 5 million fish. And so our forecast is for 43 million, which would be pretty good. It would be slightly higher than 2015 when we had 35 million. So it's hopefully it'll pan out.
Piston calls forecasting pink salmon returns notoriously difficult, with annual catches that have fluctuated dramatically in the past decade alone, from a low of 11 million fish to a high of 95 million. Pinks have a two-year life cycle, with 1 year in freshwater streams followed by 1 year in the ocean. Unlike other salmon, pinks do not provide early indications of run strength, with fish of different ages returning to spawn. Piston notes there are so many unknown variables with survival in the ocean, including unusual water conditions. Warm water in the Gulf of Alaska since 2013 has corresponded with underperforming runs both last year and this year, and Piston is hopeful that won't continue.
The main difference between last year and this year currently, I was just looking at some sea surface temperature maps, is that there's now a big blob of cooler water kind of when you get down towards Vancouver Island. So some of the waters south of us have cooled considerably, especially once you get offshore a little bit. So it is possible these fish are experiencing conditions that are a bit different, and hopefully it'll be more conducive to strong survival.
Pinks are targeted mainly by the region's purse seine fleet, and many are canned and sold domestically. At over 18 million fish, the harvest this year was a little over half of what the state forecast, and most of that catch came from the southern part of the region. Fishing opportunity was limited on the northern end this year as managers sought to meet goals for fish returning to spawn, and some seiners ended their season early because of the disappointing pink run. Piston thinks the way this year's catch was distributed around the region pretty much met expectations.
You know, we've had a series of really low returns to the northern southeast inside part of the region, but you know, in 2014 we had a harvest of 33 million in southern southeast, which was really good, so there was some hope that that would help make up for weakness elsewhere, but the harvest of 16.3 million was a little below average, and then we had only a half million, pretty much almost no harvest in northern southeast inside waters.
The price this year averaged 23 cents a pound, making the catch worth just under $18 million at the docks. NOAA Fisheries puts out its own pink salmon forecast later in the fall. Seine Fleet members and processors will be meeting with fishery managers about next year's season, December 1st in Juneau. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicky.